Well, just a couple weeks ago, folks, I was at the Missouri Capitol for the Joint Committee on Agriculture hearing, and I sat through 3 hours of testimony. I remember that day, and there was a lot of stuff discussed, very important stuff that was discussed that day, including an effort to bring a cattle slaughter facility here to the state of Missouri. I'm Brian Helsworth, and joining me is a state representative, 8-year member of the House Agriculture Committee, who was sitting next to me at the hearing, Representative Warren Love, who I interviewed for my story that day. Representative, I appreciate your time. You followed up with me after this hearing, and you actually had a meeting, you and a number of the commodity groups. You've toured a plant in, I want to say, Lone Jack, that is producing some beef. What's the status of that?
Well, you know, it was unknown to me that they were operating. And when the news article that the Missouri Net released, one of the partners of the New Republic Food operation contacted me by email. And they basically was wanting to respond to the comment that I had made that I thought Missouri would be an ideal place for what we call a cow processing plant. So I called the guy, and then we corresponded by phone for at least 2 to 3 times, and I decided, you know what, they're up and they're going. They sounded very legitimate, like they had a good business plan. They were already operating and processing cow beef, which they made a deal with Price Chopper during the COVID pandemic, and they were processing close to 200 head of cows per day and had about 150 people working. And I decided, you know what, our legislature needs to know about this. So I got involved with organizing a field day and a tour there, and we had that last Monday.
And who was part of that? You mentioned a number of commodity groups and lawmakers. Who all besides yourself toured this facility?
Well, I think there was 8 legislators, 7 of them from the House, that all serve on the Ag Committee. And then we had one senator, Senator Justin Brown from Rolla. And I think maybe he was responsible on the Senate side when the budget process was going on to set aside some monies that was coming from federal into the state of Missouri to help, promote and help this meat processing issue. And we wanted to keep him involved, so yes, he came also.
Yes, and you're absolutely right about that. He was the one that kind of inserted the money and led the effort, the $20 million for meat processing facilities. They have to have fewer, I want to say, than 200 employees, but you're absolutely right. That was him for sure. Representative, one more question on this, and then I'll ask you something unrelated about a ban that you have honored with a House resolution. But this facility, obviously, if they've got 175 employees and they're producing that kind of, with that kind of production, it's significant. Did I hear you right in your letter that they are supplying the Price Chopper stores with hamburger?
They did back in March. Now, they will do others too. In talking to one of the co-owners, his big experience in the meatpacking industry has been basically finding buyers for the product that they're producing. So he'll be flexible to sell that to other chains. They'll try to work out agreements with other places such as fast food restaurants and things like this. But yeah, they're producing Missouri cow beef, which is basically cows that are no longer useful, and they're not fed cattle. In other words, these are what you call hamburger cows. They come in, they're completely deboned, the meat is, then it's processed into hamburger. They call it lean trim, and they're going to specialize in that. Now, they could also finish fed cattle, which is corn-fed and highly quality cattle, but probably right now they're going to do what they do best, and that's processing. And many of the cows they'll buy, I think they said 75% of their run that day we were there were Missouri cows. So we're in a position, we can promote Missouri beef, and people will be able to say, hey, this is from our own state, and I think it's got a potential to be what you call a branded product, BuyMo beef.
One final question, unrelated, Representative, but it caught my attention from your newsletter. And there is a band in El Dorado Springs, which, if people haven't been there, beautiful town, very great folks down there in El Dorado Springs. But the band is called the El Dorado Springs Municipal Band, and you have presented them with a House resolution. According to your newsletter, Representative, they are the oldest continuously performing municipal band in the state of Missouri. What can you share with us about them?
Well, you know, it's unbelievable that a small town like El Dorado has that much talent. And they said that they're 135 years old, but they play every weekend during the summer months. They're in that beautiful park. And I just looked at the newspaper. This weekend, they're going to play Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon, and each performance they have already listed in the newspaper about 10 of the music or the songs that they plan to play. So it's very historic. It's very well supported. The night I presented the resolution, I would estimate there were at least 40 members in the band that was all seated in the bandstand.
Wow. That's just incredible, and what a tribute to that town to be able not only just to have the music, to be able to perform like that and have enough people, and to do it since 1885. It's just staggering. I think that's just an amazing story.
It really is, and you know, about 4 months ago, I presented to their VFW. They also have the oldest VFW organization that's still active in the state of Missouri. And I presented them a resolution here about, it's been 6-7 months ago for that. But a very outstanding community chamber of commerce. It hadn't been but about 4 years ago. Their chamber of commerce, I think, was honored as the top small town community chamber of commerce in the state of Missouri. So, yeah. Very, very well promoted and a very nice community.
Representative, I know you're super busy. Anything you'd like to add while we have you, feel free.
Well, just in talking about El Dorado Springs, usually the third weekend of July, which is coming up, they have also their annual summer picnic. There'll be a 3 or 4 day event. They'll have a carnival down Main Street, and that's coming up. I'm sure they'll have it again. And they have some pretty high top entertainment that comes in on Saturday nights. It's like a huge reunion for that community every year. And they've been doing that for a good many years also.